pase lo que pase, la vida continúa.
Immigrant Voices, documenting the undocumented.
Pase lo que pase, la vida continúa.
My name is Elena. I came about 3 years ago here to Eureka. I'm a bit emotional. In my country, I worked as a teacher for 15 years. I have 3 children, 2 daughters and 1 son. The boy is now 14. One of my daughters came here illegally because she was pregnant. My sister helped her. There were so many problems. My family didn't help her. In the end, my daughter had her son. One of my brothers helped her, but my daughter seemed to show contempt towards me for having come here like she did because she says I didn't help her. I didn't work. In El Salvador, I didn't work. At first, I was married at 21. I had my daughter, and then my second, and then my son. 15 years after my first daughter was born, my son was born. I didn't want to have any more children. Such is life, but I still thank God because thanks to him, I was able to move forward and I began to fight. He was 4 years old when I met my current husband. I married him and it's because of him that I am here. Well, in my country, each time he visited me, he seemed to be a good person. He never showed his true self. Well, I came May 18. I left El Salvador in 2015. Happy because I never had been on a plane or anything. Very happy because I was going to see the United States. The next day, I had to go to work. Yes, I had a home to go to because my husband had a house. But everything was a disaster. I was used to living in my house and having everything clean. I worked. I felt good. I felt happy. But being here, everything changed. On the first day that I arrived in the early morning of the 19th at 2 a.m., the room was a disaster. The house was a disaster. So I asked myself, what have I done? What have I done with my life? I left everything. I lost my insurance. I lost my job, everything, since I can't speak English. I had to clean gardens, to pick up rocks, to pick up anything, and cried. And I cried. He took me out to eat. I didn't want to eat. I only cried and cried and cried. Even now, I continue to cry. I can't speak English. I feel like it's really difficult for me. That's why I'm going to classes. I also go to another place to learn English. I'm still the same. I work, pick up trash, and all because I can't speak English. My son had a problem being here as well. They accused him of something very serious. They never proved it happened. Never. I took him to psychologists and all of that. They told me that my son is a very good son. And I tell them, yes, that I do have a good son, that he is not capable of doing anything bad. But it was one of the sons from my husband that accused him. Then I can't continue. Right now, I feel so bad. I can't talk to anybody. I don't have any friends. My son has worked since he came. They take him on the weekends to go to work. In the beginning, thanks to him, we had a roof over our heads. So then I told him, no, not only that, thanks to you, because I left my work for you. I am here because of you, and this is how you thank me? And it's a feeling that I have. I don't talk to anyone, not even with my family, because my family tells me to leave him. And what would I do all by myself with my son if I can't speak English? So I feel chained. There are times where I do feel good, but in my heart I feel bad because I can't speak. My mother, when I came that same year, I visit her in Los Angeles. After 15 days, my family lives in Los Angeles. That same day I went, my mother got sick. She had a stroke and she was left paralyzed through half her body. Until now, my mother hasn't gone up. I am going to see her, but only for 1 week. Then I have to come back again because I miss my mom, because she always gave me advice. I always talk to her and I feel so lonely here. I never tell my son. because I feel it will affect his studies since all my problems already affect him. It's affected my son, but I want to move forward. I want to learn English, but I don't know what happens with me. The problem my son had here made me remember many things that happened to me in my youth. I was raped in my country, but I never even told my husband. I was abused many times, but I always prayed to God that I was able to move forward. 8 years after I got married, I started to study again. After I divorced my first husband, then, like I said earlier, I married this new man, and here I am now, moving forward. I have to fight for my son because he needs me. Honestly, I would really like to talk with my mom for her to give me advice, but it's not possible. It's not possible, but I'm going to continue. And I feel that speaking right now has helped a lot. Being able to talk and tell my story, I know it's helped me because I've suffered a lot. So have my family. And my daughter. I have my other daughter who stayed in El Salvador that comes to visit. She came once and she is coming again to visit.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Immigrant Voices is a Flovo production through the studios of KHSU. Find the full story at khsu.org.